a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The minutes of 3-6. Thank you. Senator Welke moves and Senator Rappelberg seconds. Approval of the minutes on 3-6. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed nay. The minutes carry. Thank you very much. All right. So now we're at the point of, are there any topics that senators would like to bring forward with respect to summer studies from the Senate Education Committee? Yes, Senator Welke.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say it's been an honor to serve on the Education Committee this session, and I want to thank Senator Soholt for her great leadership, very strong leadership. And if you would let me, can I say a few things about summer study?
Yes, please, go ahead.
All right. Well, last summer we spent a lot of time on an education summer study, and we traveled to Aberdeen, Hartford, Mitchell, Rapid City. We heard from school personnel about the shortage of teacher applicants. We heard of teachers leaving the profession to take jobs in different fields, of teachers leaving the state, of many teachers that are reaching retirement age, and the fact that very few college and university students are choosing to enter into the teaching profession. We heard from school administrators that this shortage was not just in science and math, but it was in all areas, including elementary teaching positions, band, career and technical ed, and so on. And we heard that this was impacting schools of all sizes and many, many geographic areas. We heard about the funding cuts and how they hurt schools and how they have had to cut important programs like career and technical ed programs, counselor services, art, and many other programs. So throughout the summer, we had four or five sessions, also in Pierre, after having traveled to the other towns. And we had wonderful testimonies of the great things that our schools are doing and how they were coping with the cuts. And we really do have talented school administrators and teachers who have found ways to deal with very difficult situations that they are facing. And their situations are all very different. And I think Chairman Sly did a great job of conducting the sessions, and we got a lot of information. And at the end of the day, we put together some ideas for legislation that we felt should be considered. And if you don't mind, I would review them a little bit, or am I?
Please, go ahead.
Thank you. House Bill 1001 was to gradually reduce over a period of 4 years the percentage of capital outlay funds that school districts may use for certain expenses. That was killed. House Bill 1002 was to revive state aid to education formula to provide for an adjustment to increase the length of the school year. That was killed. 1003 was to revise the definition of the index factor to include a minimum annual percentage increase of 2%. That was killed. House Bill 1004 set the per student allocation in the state to what it was 5 years ago, and that was to be 4805, and of course that was killed. House Bill 1005 was to appropriate funding for technology-oriented professional development for teachers. That one was also killed. House Concurrent Resolution 1001, encouraging school districts to build on individual strengths by working together for our school districts to provide a rich educational opportunity to all of our students, passed 680 and 32-2. House Concurrent Resolution 1002 recognized the teaching shortage in the state and the difficulties some districts had, passed in the House and then failed in the Senate. And to me, that was the most obvious one, and one that I very much endorse and was involved in with the writing of it. And, you know, we may not have had it worded exactly right, but the main points that we do need to recognize is that we have a shortage and that we are having those situations that I mentioned earlier, and I'll try to get through this. I'm just about done. So it got killed in the Senate with no debate, and after it was done, some of the guys that voted against it said there was no real evidence, no empirical evidence. And I kind of was appalled by that, because what we did all summer was, you know, was to collect data and find out what the circumstances were. We have since, you know, come up with a study, and we do have more data on that. So I guess my point in all this is that we worked very hard last summer, and I thought we really did a good job. I mean, we had a good diversity on the committee. We, you know, went to numerous places, heard the stories, and put together some solutions that we thought were good solutions, and not one of them made it through. And so I guess I'm not real interested in doing a whole lot of summer studies. I was told by some education leaders that put the money into the formula, and it would be better spent that way. But I do thank you, and I do think there are definitely some things to think about and some, maybe some ideas for another summer study, but it's hard to accept after, you know, the things that we found out last year, and nothing happened. So I apologize for my rant. I'm not really ranting, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Thank you very much for the latitude.
Thank you, Senator, for the summary and your comments. Other comments that any senators would like to make? Senator Rampleberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, there's three areas that I wanted to just talk about, and I haven't really put them down on paper, but I think one area that I believe our leadership position really begs for some sort of action is in the area of the reservations. I think we've all heard about the problems, and we've heard about the difficulties, but frankly, I haven't really heard about an attempt to, and I just don't know this. I'm sure there have been, but where we would be working with some leaders on the reservations that we could try to address some commonality that could be furthered in a some sort of an agreement, or perhaps some sort of a collaborative effort. And this may be, I'm sure that what you did, you know, Senator Welkin, had some of that in there, but that's a crying, that's just begging for some attention. But I know it has to be part, it has to be 50-50. And that's a problem right now, I believe. So even though we might have good intentions, I think we have to find the right people who would like to be a part of that issue. Second thing is that, you know, in my opinion, again, as we look on down the road between how dependent we are upon sales tax and tourism and an ag market that kind of goes up and down, if you will, and really some of the potential for some things not being what they have been, and the potential for some federal government, federal funding not being there because of the problems the federal government has. It seems to me that I believe the only way we're going to be able to fund education at the level that I think most of us would like to, I hate to bite my tongue, but I think it has to be some sort of an action initiated by the people to put something on the ballot that can be voted on in the area of, I'm going to say at sales tax increase, just to throw it out there. It could be something else. And so it seems to me that something that could be studied is how to go about this process. Now, again, we're talking about an encouraging thing rather than a doing thing, although we could probably do it. And the third thing really is the whole issue of distance learning. And I know we're kind of coming to that just because of necessity, where we can't find teachers to teach specific subjects in some of our smaller schools. And I think we are getting there. But I think also that there could be a, I think we could enhance that a little bit by doing a little bit more study so that we as a legislature understand it a little more fully, and how we maybe could put our arms behind it. And the last thing I guess I will say is that I think that the Common Core thing is not going to go away. And I think it would probably behoove us as a legislature to spend some time delving into that and being able to speak with a degree of confidence when we come back again a year from now about what's going on, what should be going on, and some logical positions on some of the various emotional comments that get made. So those are my thoughts.
Comment. I'd like to go ahead, Senator Welkin.
I would just say on the distance learning that it was a big part of the demonstrations that we had this summer where, we had the Northern E-Learning Center in attendance, and we had some other schools that were doing some distance learning stuff, and there's a lot of great opportunities, and it was all part of how they were coping with their cuts because they couldn't afford, you know, to have a Spanish teacher and different things. And so they were finding ways, and distance learning was, you know, the answer. for many of them. And I think we've really gone a long ways on that, and hopefully we can continue to. I think we just passed something in the Senate that deals with distance learning, so that should expand it.
Thank you.
I think a couple of comments on just some of what concerns me, not about the topics in and of themselves, but the specificity of direction. Because I'll tell you from the e-board perspective, you know, a vague idea without, this is something we really need to think about. It's very difficult to determine, have we met our outcomes? And I know that part of that on the education summer study, and, you know, while it's unfortunate what happened to the bills, some of that was from where we were at on the boundaries of the summer study and the amount of time for the scope of the topic. And so you end up with so many different diverse subjects that it makes it very difficult to actually realize statute that would come out of that. While it's very good to dig into the topic, I would particularly just personally have a concern about, you know, certainly what we've heard about education on the reservations, very multifaceted and complex. And that would be one where there have been multiple efforts over the years of cooperation, of extending the hand, but without a very clear chunk of what needs to be explored. I think it's very difficult to think that there would be any fruition of that we could see that would be sustainable. I mean, I don't mean to be a pessimist. I'm just saying it's so complicated that it's almost like the partnership and direction of goal would need to be sorted out so much on the front end. And with respect to what I can say about the Common Core subject is I was in conversation with the Department of Education about that, saying, is this something that education should be recommending, a summer study? And it was felt that it was loudly heard that the collaboration already needs to transpire and that there was a commitment from the Department of Education to take that on in working with the Education Association. I see Sandra Waltman from SDA in the audience. She's nodding her head yes. And that clearly hearing from, you know, the legislative branch that we now need to connect in a different way with these parents. And I think already has committed a new timeline of public forums and other things to reach out to see that we are not in that position next year and that there has been much more cooperation and collaboration. Senator Rampelberg, so do you have a formed idea around any of your thoughts of something very specific you would like us to recommend as a summer study?
Your comments, Madam Chair, echo my thoughts as well. And even though I stated them in a very genetic manner, because you are right in what you just said. I won't repeat it. So when we start talking about specificity, it's very difficult in the things that I've just been talking about. So the only thing that I think of the four that I mentioned, the only one that would have any specificity, if you will, well, I shouldn't even say that, but the one that I think somehow needs to get started is a funding source. And that is a kind of a general sense. But no one really wants to touch it with a 10-foot pole. I'm looking for people that are being termed out to do this. But I'm kidding a little bit. But my point is, of the other three, you're right. They're so general and they are so complex that it's very difficult. Anyway, so, Madam Chair, what I would really, I guess, would like is maybe a little more discussion on the part of the folks here, whether or not that would be something that we should run up the flagpole. Senator Mara, what we're talking about is the need for additional funding mechanisms for education. And my comment was, I think the only way we're going to get something going is for an initiated measure to come to the ballot asking for a specific add to the sales tax. I don't think the legislature will be able to do it. So that was one comment that it could be somewhat specific about.
Further comments from senators.
Senator, you're the only one that's being termed out, so you can say whatever you like.
Yeah.
And can we hold for just a moment? Cody, could I just ask that you go to this door and just help them understand we're just trying to finish up our meeting? And thank you very much. Okay.
Any other comments that we have?
So Would any of the senators like to comment on that anymore? So what I'm seeing right now is that, you know, we certainly have concerns coming out of Senate Education, but at this time, not a strong proposal for a summer study. And I think that that's appropriate at this time because of all the work that was done last summer. But I think that over the next year, that work needs to be looked at to determine which pieces would be appropriate to take to a different level. Not losing all of that work, but bringing it and expanding it in a new way. Senator Rampleberg.
Sorry, Madam Chair. Here I'm sitting here eating and no one else is. You know, in retrospect, and what I just commented a little bit ago, you know, really this initiative needs to come from one of these associations. The other ones need to figure out wording and a funding and a point in the spear. In my opinion, I don't really think that legislature should be leading this. However, if there's a vacuum, we may have to step into it. So let's just not act on that right now. But if anything, I'll talk to the lobbyists and see and tell them what I'm thinking anyway. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Rampleberg. All right. Seeing no further comments about summer studies in relationship to Senate Education, I do have two pieces of business. One would be is to thank Doug and Jill for all of their fine work with Senate Education. We certainly appreciated Doug keeping us on track in relationship to statute language and the rules of committee membership and running membership. We have a little gift on behalf of all of us. And I'm just going to step away from my mic for a moment.
I'm thinking it's not here to take it home.
And this?
Oh, break it open.
Oh. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
And so, and to Jill for her fine organization and for keeping us on track and being intuitive to the details of the committee and bringing her experience to Senate Education, which really helps behind the scenes, in particular for myself as chair. She's very organized and helping us and understanding the nuances of the legislative process and how bills are moving through and being astute to that was just invaluable. And so our gift to them, for those of us that can't see this, is South Dakota Products, to thank them for their very generous professionalism to the Senate Education Committee. And I also want to say to all of you as senators on this committee as chairperson, I just cannot thank you anymore for how great you were to work with, your professionalism and decorum, the manner in which you brought forward issues and helping to handle difficult issues in a very professional way. It was a pleasure to work with all of you in this capacity, and I just want to thank you for your service, your insight, your intellect, and for just being fine people to work with. So thank you very much.
Thank
you. Is there any further business to bring before Senate Education?
Madam Chair, I would just like to say thank you for these generous gifts, and it's totally unexpected. And again, I would also share the feeling that this was a good committee to work for, and I appreciated the efforts of everybody on the committee. Thank you.
And I would echo comments. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Seeing no more business before Senate Education, would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move. So move.
Senator Maher motion. Senator Welke adjourned. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Senate Education is adjourned for the 2014 legislative session. Thank you.